Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi guys, you're very welcome to episode 31 of the T's and C's Applied Podcast. My name is Chelsea.
And my name is Tig, and this episode is for everyone who's just sick and tired. Just sick and tired of the system, man.
So, Tig's on a bit of a rant this
week. That's right. I've given it a sufficient amount of time. It's about time I had a rant. I'm going to have a public rant here.
Okay. This is a safe space.
It's a safe space, man. Safe space. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to I've got some things to get off my chest, but my feelings.
Oh, wow.
Right.
We're going that deep.
But
okay.
We are going to progressively get deeper into actual real life issues and not just the issues that I've picked out from real life. Because Chelsea has her like Love Island section at the end. But this week I'm like, nah, I'm not having it. Some people might argue it's because
I said to Tig, I was like, what do you want to do for topics this week? Like, have you got any in mind? And he was like, I'm just going to go on one. I was like, you're what? And he was like, I have a lot to get off my chest. I'm just going to go on one. I'm like,
before anyone points out as well, this is not linked to the fact that I had to lose my beard this week tragically while doing up the house. Okay. It's not linked, but it might be an additional factor that causes it, okay? And just to really hone down on it, our song choices this week are choices based on rage or anger, things that just get you riled up and ready to go. You know what I mean?
I hear you, Chief.
Hoo-ah!
Hoo-ah!
Right, cracking on with it.
Rage really taking over.
Okay, so I should point out, very few of these are actual serious issues. They don't need resolving, okay?
It's on your mind. It's giving you like an itch that you just need to.
Okay. So I wanted to be taken with a little bit of pinch of lightheartedness,
right?
But also a little bit of thought provoking. Okay, that's the way I want you to look at it. None of this is supposed to be serious, except maybe towards the end. We'll wait and see. Depends on how many of these I'm allowed to rant on about for the next 20 minutes or so.
Go on.
Number one, social medias. Okay, I don't know if this has happened to anyone else's accounts, but can you please get rid of all the sex robots?
Why are you shouting, man?
Is that loud? Sorry, loud. I'll step back. Get rid of the sex robots!
Jesus
please!
Christ!
Oh, God above.
That was loud.
I don't know about you, but are your DMs and your like comment sections not just filled with sex robots?
You may explain what a sex bot is.
Okay, so people who are lucky enough not to have to deal with this issue on the regular.
I don't even know what a sex bot is.
Right. Do you ever... Okay. The perfect example, if you want to see where this is happening really clearly and obviously, is go to something like Lad Bible and go to their comment sections, right? And as soon as they post, the first like 50 comments that are on that video is normally like, oh, I can't believe they're letting me get away with these pictures online, whatever. And then if you click on that page, it's just like a page set up where it wants you to click into a link that's just going to take you basically like a porn site or something like that or like some sort of a site where you end up like paying money, or another one is that they try and like cause a virus so that like they can like leak your bank details. That's the whole premise behind it. Okay. But they're everywhere.
Have you clicked on these?
No, I haven't.
You only made it.
No, this is the really annoying thing, right? And this is like not a creator problem, but it definitely is happening to creators more than anyone else, is that because you have a big enough page, your page gets attacked by sex bots constantly. I've had like 7 messages today in my DMs where it's just like, click a link here, click this link. And I'm like, what is this like? And it's the same thing every time.
I don't get sex bots, but I do get a lot of sugar daddies.
I would rather have the sugar daddies.
Yeah, I get a lot of sugar daddies. It's like, you know, but it's a lot of it's got to do with like, they just want my company and they're willing to pay for just my company to go for dinner. And I'm like,
and you're not taking them up on that offer. Girl, it's 2022. Have you seen the inflation recently? You got to do what you got to do to get by.
Oh, get to France, man.
If a man just wants to like take it for dinner, I'm like, come in.
He's like 50.
And? My dad's 60. He's a lovely man.
I'm not going to go out with a 50-year-old.
What, for dinner?
Yeah.
What? Well, are you that shallow?
Shallow? I don't know him.
I don't know the man. There's lovely
Why
men
would I go
in their
a complete
50s
stranger?
There, offering to buy you dinner.
Who's like twice my age.
Show you the ballet or something.
Show me the ballet?
Yeah.
Oh, Christ.
Swan Lake or some yoke. Oh, you know, stuff God. That I wouldn't take you to see. You know, these men are cultured.
No, these men are not looking for that, I can tell you that.
Listen, all I know is if I had to pick between sugar daddies and sex bots, I'm picking a sugar daddy all day long. Okay?
No.
These sex bots are just frustrating. If you also suffer from sex bots in your DMs or on your comments, listen, I feel your pain. That's all I'm going to say. Rant number one over.
Right.
Okay?
Okay. I felt the passion in that rant. Like.
Rant number two, I'm going to stick with the theme of social media right now. Facebook Marketplace.
Right.
Okay. Can people who are idiots please get banned off them?
Okay. Again, I'm going to need more detail here. About
okay, so all week long, right, because we're doing up the house, there's all furniture in there.
Oh, yeah.
That like just needs to go. Okay, no major issues with it, but it's being sold. That's all that matters. Old, vintagey kind of stuff. It's very, like, it's unique. It's what suits people.
Yeah.
That, like, have a particular...
Stuff that can be saved, we put up on Facebook Marketplace.
Exactly, right? Because
yeah.
I'm like, I don't want to just, like, break this stuff apart. Someone out there will want a home for it, right?
Yeah.
So I've done what most people would do in this situation. I'm like, right, I'll find a way of selling this. What I've done is I've gone off taking pictures from all the different angles that would be necessary. I've gone off, I've given a good description of it, I've like been very honest about it. In the description I've wrote, it's used, it's quality is only fair. If you gave it some TLC and like sanded it down and repainted it, they would look good, etc.
And okay? Pictures attached.
And pictures. That's really important to this part, right? Like, I just don't understand people.
It's getting so annoying during the week.
The most frustrating thing ever, right? You get a pile of messages, right? First off, which is great because you're like, okay, there's interest in this out here. And you put down your location. That's really important to this. You put down your location.
Wait, okay? Now, my question is, did you put down Cork? Or did you put down
Bandon? I put down Bandon.
Right.
I was like, it is in Bandon.
Right, okay.
Okay? So I'll put down location. It's Bandon, grand, whatever. Got loads of messages. And people were like, oh, is this piece of furniture available? Which is like the automatic Facebook market, like sending that message.
Like,
I'm like, grand.
Yeah.
I understand people might not want to write message. Boom, there's one for you. Okay? Although I automatically gave people when they put in your name, like, hi, Tig, is this available? I'm like, I'm automatically giving you a smiley face back in my reply. Automatically, you've earned it for actually going to the effort of writing your own message. You've got that. Okay, so that's my word of advice for people. But anyway, so people will be like, is this available? Like, yes, it's in Bandon, do you live locally? Because I'm like, I want to make sure that people know where it is.
Yeah,
so many of them were like, no, I live in Cork. I'm like, okay, can you get to Bandon to pick up the furniture? No. Some of them genuinely were like, I don't have a car. And I was like, well, then you're not going to see the furniture. Like, just... And they would still keep messaging.
Yeah, they were kind of like assuming that you would like bring the furniture to them.
What's even worse is they were like, oh, I don't have a car, I don't drive or whatever. And I'm like, okay. And they were like, just tell me more about the furniture. And I'm just like, what? What? Honestly. And then again, there was one person in particular. I'm going to go on a rant about this person.
I'm laughing so hard because every day it's been the same story. It's like, why are people so stupid on Marketplace?
Hey, do you know what, right? the messages were so similar from all these people all the time. I genuinely was like, am I the stupid one? Do you ever get that when like someone, like a group of people are so stupid that you start doubting whether you're the stupid person or not in this whole thing?
You're trying to doubt like, did I give enough of a description? Like, was
let me
not
get into this one,
I
because
said?
this one just blew my mind, right? So first off, is this available? I was like, yes, it's in Bandon, you know, as it said in the description, but you know, do you live locally? No, I live in Cork. I'm like, okay, look, no problem. Because like, again, not everyone is going to come like within 5-10 miles of where you are.
Yeah.
So she was like, I was like, it's in Bandon. Can you come down? I don't have a car. And I was like, okay. Well, look, you know, being honest, it's probably one of those things that you want to come see first rather than just buy it based on what you see on the internet, because you might not be happy
you
with
might
it
feel
or whatever.
Yeah.
But being an honest seller, like, and then they were like, yeah, but I don't have a car though. And I'm like, again, I didn't say it to them, but I was like, not my problem.
Yeah.
Sort that out yourself. And then they were like, what's the quality like? And I was like, one,
it's in the description.
I was like, I basically copied and pasted the description, but I was like, but that's in the description. And then they were like, have you got any photos? And I was like,
oh,
I put up three different photographs. What do you want from me? And then they were like, is the price negotiable? And I was like, you haven't even got a way of picking it up yet, let alone negotiable. And then they were like, I'm not sure if I would like it. And I was like, well, then don't buy it. Just stop wasting my time. Honestly, like, why? Why? The one woman that came that was like, yeah, I'll come have a look at it. I was like, brilliant. She came. I actually literally was like, here, take it almost for free. I actually gave her all. I gave her all the other furniture that was up there. So I was like, please just take it all. You can have it all for this set price. You're robbing me. And she knew it. She was like, wow, that's a really good deal. I was like, I don't care. You're the only person who's actually made the effort to come get stuff.
And look at
she was like, this is actually more than I was expecting. I need a van. And she's like, I'll have to try and organize a van. I was like, at this stage, if you're happy to give us like another 20, 30 euro, we'll deliver to you because you're only 10 minutes out the road. And she was like, done, deal.
Yeah, that's not too bad. You don't mind. It's the fact that she was close by. But going to Cork.
I appreciate the fact that she made the effort to come look at it.
First, yeah.
Without wasting my time. She was like, where are you living? I was like, Bandon. She was like, grand, I'm out this way, so I'm only 10 minutes away. Would you have any issue if I came saw it? I was like, no, beautiful. Come. And she actually got sick, right? She actually said the day that she was supposed to come, she was like, I'm actually really sick. But she was like, I understand if you sell it to someone else in the meantime, but if it's still there come Saturday, would you mind like if I came and had a look? And I was like, not an issue. I said, if it's still there Friday night, I'll text you and we can organize. And boom. True to the word, met her Saturday. Lovely, job done. Delivered it today.
Gone.
Happy days.
Yeah. But all the rest of the furniture has been burnt in this fire that you can see.
The rest of you that are wasting people's time on Facebook. Honestly, if I could, I would report you and ban you from
Would you
Facebook
recommend
marketplace.
Advertising on market, like Facebook
Marketplace? Oh, don't get me wrong. It got the stuff sold in the end. Anyway, point being, Facebook Marketplace and the people that are on it, sort yourselves out. Rant number two, over.
That was very cutthroat-like.
I'm cutthroat today. Cutthroat today, that's what it is. You know, I cut the beard off, gonna get cutthroat in the rant.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Rant number three.
Go.
Okay. And this one might annoy some of the introverts here.
Okay.
Okay, but the extroverts will know what I mean by this. Big businesses, please stop cutting out your workforce and bringing in computers instead.
Explain.
Okay, right. There's two ways I look at this. One, shops. Okay. Yep. You go to your Tesco's, your Super Value, whatever. It is self-service everywhere.
Yes.
Now, I know self-service is handy. Don't get me wrong.
It is.
But I'm doing all the work. Okay.
Right. Okay.
Someone out there, and I know sometimes it's quick and it's handy when you only have like 10 items or less or whatever. Right. But someone out there went, do you know what? We don't need half the people at the tills anymore. We're just going to make the customers do it. All right? I've been doing it for so long and the recession is coming and inflation is high and I'm paying extra prices. If I have to keep using self-service checkouts, I'm going to give myself a staff discount. I've had enough.
But self-service, hold on.
No, I see my problem goes on with this. No, I'm not finished my rant a second, right? The other issue I have is that every time I use a self-service checkout anyway, there's always an unexpected item in the checkout area. And you know what the unexpected item is? It's me. I'm the unexpected item. And we still have to get a member of staff over to fix the problem.
Like me eardrums.
Listen, it's just, I just don't understand why everyone goes, we don't want people working for us anymore.
No, I don't think that's the case, right? Hold on.
No, they're trying to save money. I get it. There's someone up there in a big office somewhere being paid loads of money to figure out how to, but this is how, like, this is why there's higher unemployment levels. This is why businesses are making most profits they've ever made, but they're not thinking about, like, capitalism will cut its arm off for the sake of its hand.
Okay. Woo! Okay, hit me
with your counterpoint.
Now, my counterpoint is, it is beneficial to have the self-service. Let me finish.
Okay.
It is beneficial to have the self-services because in the likes of Tesco's, Dunn's, Super Value, Aldi's don't even have them, right? But those kind of like supermarkets, right? Especially Dunn stores. I personally, because I would shop in Dunn's, the queues at the tills. Hop!
I'm with you.
Let me finish.
I get you.
The queues at the tills are ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. And I'm not saying this is a staff's problem because, again, there could be every single till is open, but there's just so many people, especially like the likes of a Thursday and Friday when you've got a lot of parents mm-hmm. coming to do the weekly shop. The queues are out the fucking door. It's ridiculous, right? So in that instance, the self-services are great because when I used to go and do my shopping, I wouldn't go to a till. I'd only have a few items in my trolley. So I would just automatically go to the self-service. It's a lot quicker. Whereas just people standing in the queue with a basket, you're like, dude, you could easily go to the self-service there. Do you know what I mean? So you're saving.
Yeah, I get
you're
that.
Cutting the queues by having the self-service. I get what you're saying. I do get what you're saying. But it's I love the self-service.
Okay, but also like, my issue is like, they will replace as many tills as possible with these. There's like, I've been in some shops where there's like 17, 18 self-service tills. And you're just like, is there a need? Is there a need for
that? Yeah, but they've never
many?
Cut down on the actual number of tills.
Oh, they have.
Not really.
And then you see that there's like one normal till on. And look, this is the other side of things as well, right? Sometimes I just like the human interaction.
Yeah.
Okay. I like going up to Sharon, who's on the tills, and I see her 3 times a week, and she's like, "Oh, another share packet of crisps and a couple of chocolate bars. You and the missus having a night in." And I'm like, "Sharon, this is actually for me, but thanks for asking." Okay. Right. I like those interactions.
Excuse me. Where was my share packet of crisps? Where was my chocolate bar?
Listen. Okay. What happens down between me and Sharon at the tills is none of your concerns. Okay. But you know what I mean? Like, I like those little interactions. Now I'm actually going to get a little bit serious about this whole thing because this is genuine, a little bit, a really important part to me. And it's happening in my life right now. And this is more of a shout out to my man, Ian, okay? Who's down in permanent TSB, right? Companies underestimate how important it is to have really good workers. A computer can't do that, right? And this is my reason behind it, right? Obviously, I've talked about this loads in recent podcasts and on my social media and stuff that like I've been applying for a mortgage. I've got one now, thank God. And like it's like up and running. It's nearly at the stages now where I can draw it down, all that jazz, right? 90% of the stuff that's involved in getting a mortgage, I could not have done that by myself on a computer. I would have been ringing people going, I don't understand this. I don't understand that, right?
True.
So I've gone into banks to get
physically,
my mortgage.
Yeah,
physically
yeah.
gone into banks, right? And now, not that I want to brag about how my financial situation, but every single bank that I went into was more than happy to offer me a mortgage, which I'm very proud of, okay? That not bad at this day and age for a millennial like me to be offered a mortgage in every single bank. But if I can call a spade, every single bank was offering me the exact same thing.
Right.
The difference, and this is Ian, this is where you need to take this section of this podcast and take it to your boss, okay? Because this is why you deserve a promotion. The difference between me going to your bank and any other bank was you, okay? Ian, my man, like, you were the selling point.
Does Ian listen to this podcast?
He will later on when I send this to him, okay? But this is a lesson for anyone. If you are good at your job and if you can help people and you are like, and you care about making that difference. And I think this is big across most careers.
Yeah.
Okay. If you genuinely care about making a difference and having a good reputation, that word of mouth is incredible.
Oh, God.
I genuinely didn't know about him until two or three different people spoke to me saying, oh, if you're going for a mortgage, you should go talk to Ian. He helped us out with our one.
Yeah.
That reputation is massive.
Oh, gorgeous.
And it's the same, not that I'm bringing it back to education, but you hear about good teachers and bad teachers through kids.
Yeah.
And parents. My kid went to that school 4 years ago. This teacher was amazing. Or, you know, whatever. You know, that's, it just makes, and like, it does, as soon as you walk into any new business that you're working in, you find out very quickly who the good people are and the bad people are at their jobs.
I was literally about to say this. So like, I always notice if whenever you go into like a new job, you can always tell who genuinely is there because they like their job or they enjoy the people they work with, or they're just out to kind of like just trash the business kind of thing. Like, I remember like when I first started my old job, not my new job, my old job, there was certain people that were very much like, why did you come here? This place is a shithole.
Someone immediately gives out about the place. Whereas
every time that someone said that to me, I was very much like, I'll make my own judgment. I was like, look, that's clearly the experience you're having. I'm sorry that that's the experience you're having. You're obviously here a long time. Things have happened, blah, blah, blah. Whereas I'm like, I'm fresh in the door. I don't know anybody that works here. I want to have my own opinion about the place. And to be fair, like, yeah, my old job had its ups and downs, but I highly enjoyed my job. I loved, absolutely adored the people that I worked with. I didn't cringe going into work every single, like, there's nothing worse when you get up in the morning and you're like, oh, the thoughts are going in here. Like, I didn't have that going into my old job. I actually really enjoyed it because I was like, I know who I'm going to be working today. Now, there was one or two people that I was like,
look,
but that's everywhere. Yeah, that's everywhere. But like, don't trash talk your job to the new people coming in there, because you have to let people make their own judgments. And as well, it says a lot about you if you're doing that right on day one. If you're telling new people like that, it's like, well,
they're the worst. They're kind just of, and like, I guess some people are like, they're being like, well, I'm a realist. You're like, yeah, but you're also not helping with the work environment.
Yeah, that, exactly. You're not helping the work environment at all.
While I'm on this rant towards big corporate, can I always say it as well? It is more important to have a good work atmosphere and pay someone that little bit more if you know that they positively impact the environment.
Yeah.
Rather than going, they're a little bit expensive. Let's just cut them off. They can go get a job somewhere else. And let's bring in someone with hardly any experience who is like 20 grand cheaper.
Yeah.
Like, one person makes a huge difference to a work environment.
Yeah. And it only takes that one person as well, in my opinion.
I've learned as well really quickly about that. That like, if you are someone who is a really good worker, and I know a lot of people out there take pride in what they do,
okay,
right? If you're a really good worker and the atmosphere in your work environment is great, but the money is poor, you might be tempted to leave, right?
Yes.
And you might leave, and then they might come back and offer you more money. And 9 out of 10 times, you might actually go, yeah, do you know what? Now that the money is better, I'll come back because I like the work environment.
And yeah. And that does happen quite often.
Quite a lot of people will go somewhere else, climb the ladder a little piece, and then come back and climb the ladder there again.
Yeah.
But if the work environment is shocking because just people don't get on, there's infighting, there's whatever it might be, it's clicky, etc. Even if the money is good and you've left, you won't go back because you're like, I don't want to work in this crap again.
Yeah. Money isn't everything at the end of the day. And if you're working in a bad, poor environment, and it's just toxic, and it's like I said, you cringe going in there every single day, you dread the thoughts of having to do a full day there again. It doesn't matter what money you're on, you won't go back. And like, I've seen it in tenfold. Like, my brother, like, he left a job to go and try a different career, try and upskill and stuff like that. He didn't like, and it was more money than the previous job, and he did it. He did not like it because the work environment was so poor and everyone was treated so poorly that he left the job to go back to the previous job because he was like, no money is worth that shit. Like, it's gonna bring you down. You're not gonna put 110% into your job, like, if you're in an environment like that. You're not gonna want to work your hardest for a company like that doesn't give a shit about their staff. Me personally, but then again, I know I'm the sort of person, like, I've worked in jobs where I didn't enjoy, but that never stopped my work ethic. That never stopped the amount of effort I put into my job. Doesn't matter what job I do, even if I'm fucking working at home, if I'm doing stuff at home, if I'm cleaning or something like that, it does not matter the task I'm doing. I will always give 100% into the task that I'm doing because at least I can always, excuse me, at least I can always say I gave 100.
Your all.
Yeah. Yeah, I gave my all. I gave 100% me, and I can't come back and say, well, Chelsea, that was a bit, now you're a bit laxy-daisy there, or you don't really show that you care and like that. Whereas I'm like, I want everyone that I work with to see I'm a good worker. I'm a good person. I put in a lot of effort. I want to put my stamp on the place. Prime example, actually, on my old job, when I'd say 3 weeks before I left, I remember telling you this, but we have like an ideas board. So like, if you ever got an idea to improve the workplace, blah, 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 it can be anonymous if you want, but everyone puts their name down because they always want the cred.
They want the credit.
But if you've got an idea, put it into the box. And if it's basically good enough, we'll implement it. And I've never put an idea into the box. Never. And 2-3 weeks before I left my previous job, I was like, I'm going to throw that in there now and see what happens. I'm just curious to see if they take any interest in it. And I'd say within 3 or 4 days after putting it into the box, I get an email from my boss saying, that's an absolutely fantastic idea. We want to try and implement that before you leave. And it was so we have like a really long staircase from the top of the lab to the bottom of the lab. But there was like a massive wall, just bare. So I was like, why don't we put a positivity board on the wall? Now, it doesn't have to be something on it with like shit tons of affirmations or something like that. My idea was to get a board up there, have a few affirmations around it, have something like random nice things all around the outskirts of the board, but have a set of markers and an eraser on the bottom of the board and have someone write, if they felt like writing a message, but on the heading it would be make someone smile today. So you could be like, have a great day, or I know it sounds really corny.
Hey cutie, how you doing?
You could be like, you look beautiful.
Don't
today.
Write that when you get trouble.
Your
in
hair
HR.
Looks nice today. Like, it does not matter what you write on the board. My whole premise of this idea was so anybody walking past that board would be uplifted in some way, because it could, that one comment you make on that board could change at least one person's day in there. And they did. They actually sent me a picture of it. When I left, about 3 weeks later, I got a message from my boss with a picture of the board.
Nice.
And they actually implemented the board and they actually told everybody it was my idea.
Anyway, so rant number three, big corporate, please stop taking away your human beings and also acknowledge the good ones.
Yes,
that's all I'm going to say.
I agree.
Right, rant number four is getting a bit wild now.
Okay.
Can we go back to the times when we didn't let obviously nuts people have a platform and just not acknowledge it?
Huh?
Okay, right. So this is going back to something that I saw on Facebook, right? Of course, it's Facebook.
I was just going to say, Jesus, a lot of this was
a legit thing that happened during the pandemic, right?
Yep.
And it's just played on my mind for a long time and it's coming out now. Okay?
It's been weighing on my chest.
But like, I'm not, maybe I am pointing the fingers at conspiracy theorists, okay? But stuff that is obviously loopers. Like, there was a group of people who, during the pandemic, said COVID wasn't real. It was just a method for all the governments in the world to keep people indoors so they could change the batteries in birds.
In what?
Birds. B-I-R-D-S.
The words.
You know, no, birds.
Say birds again.
Birds.
I'm laughing because it's the mouth movement.
Birds.
Birds. The lips.
Listen,
like,
stop.
The lips.
Stop getting off track. But what I want to say.
Batteries and birds.
Okay. These people are obviously mental.
Yeah.
Okay.
Batcha crazy.
Why are we going, good for them to believe in what it is. No. Take away their voting rights. Do you really want them picking who the next president's going to be?
You're so high-pitched,
I'm,
man.
Just frustrated.
Come away from the microphone when you're doing
sorry,
that.
Sorry, I'm frustrated. Like,
Christ.
Back in the 19, like, I don't know when, but you could call mental people. Without getting in trouble.
Yeah, that's very
now,
true.
Now, it's like you're so afraid of, like, hurting someone's feelings. Yeah. You're like, no, we need to tell people at some stage.
You're mental.
You're nuts, like.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know, and I think... that should be okay.
I actually have a question, right?
Oh, God.
You know, no, because you...
Look, I know. At some stage, I'm probably going to fall into that category, so...
You mentioned something there about the conspiracy theorists and stuff like that back from the whole COVID thing, right? I genuinely have a question that I never figured out what the answer was.
Oh, Lord. Go on.
What was this whole thing about the 5G?
Oh, again, more nut jobs.
Yeah, but what I don't understand, what's 5G
five,
got to,
five,
what's
phone network?
Network? What's phone network got to do with COVID?
Right. So this is again, conspiracy theories number one, right, when it came to this. COVID happened, 5G towers going up at the same time, and they just went, well, they both happened at the same time, it must be linked. Don't get that vaccine, it's full of 5G. I live in the countryside. We don't even have 3G. If I could fill me up with that 5G there, I'll get better network.
I was just going to say, if it was full of 5G, people in the countryside would be asking for it.
Oh, you wouldn't need fiber broadband anymore, would you? No, you got 5G. Boom. Laughing. I'll take my 5G any day. Thank you
I
very much.
I thought that was the most bonkers conspiracy theory.
And it was so wrong. At the same, they were like, 5G is causing COVID. 5G towers are only in about 17, at the beginning when they started, there was only about 17 countries in the world that had 5G towers.
Yeah.
And it was all the super developed ones. Explain why COVID's happening in all the poor countries, so. You know what I mean? Just 2 minutes of thinking.
I actually can't cope it yet.
Flat earthers. Again, another one. We haven't had, the scientists have proven for 100 years that the earth is round. Well, it's not perfectly round, but it's pretty round, okay? Why are we now suddenly doubting it? Just because one celebrity tweeted it.
Why are you so high-pitched?
Because it just annoys me.
You're going to get a sore throat,
Anyway, number four, let's not let stupid people have the platform without acknowledging that they're nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just acknowledge stupid people for being stupid.
Yeah.
Stop it. Get some help.
And breathe.
Well, we've got one more to go. And this one is genuine. Okay?
Yep.
But I'm going to try and approach it from a humorous position. Okay?
Okay.
Because what I say here is a very sensitive topic. Genuinely. Okay? Everything else has been jokes beforehand. Just a little bit more relaxed. But this one is very genuine.
Okay.
Okay? Obviously, everything's gone down in the US recently about the whole abortion law being overturned in the Supreme Court. Okay? And look, regardless of what decision is made, whether that be pro-life or pro-choice, not that I'm saying I don't care what the outcome is, because I obviously do care, but what I would prefer, and I blame talk shows on the radio for this.
Right.
Can we stop having men calling in, giving their opinions on it?
Yeah. Why
we aren't going to go through. It's not our bodies.
Yeah,
I'm just so annoyed about men going, well, you know, and I'm like, no, you're never going to be in a situation where you have to choose whether you have an abortion or not.
My question, actually, here's a question for you. For obviously you would have heard a lot of men's opinions and stuff like that. What are men's reasons for pro-life?
I genuinely don't understand half of them.
Yeah.
I don't understand half the argument. Well, as soon as the baby, I don't know why I put on an accent for that one, but I'm going with it. I think it's because I don't want to associate with the pro-life kind of side of things.
Okay.
But it's the whole, I believe that a baby, once there's a heartbeat or whatever it is, that's automatically life and life should be cherished and where's its rights and all that stuff. Right. But I'm like, okay, that's all great. And this is going to get very towards America right now.
Okay.
Right? You seem to care about life so much while it's in the uterus and while it's in the womb developing. As soon as it's born, you don't seem to care if they get shot in a school.
Yeah. They care more about the I agree.
I'm really sorry that I had to go that far.
No, but it's true though.
That
it's
bugs
true.
Me more they're, than they're, anything.
They're quick to easily overturn a law that was already in place, but yet they won't put in any gun laws.
The same people who are pro-life refuse to wear a mask during the whole COVID pandemic and also won't acknowledge the fact that they need stricter gun laws in America.
Yeah.
I'm really sorry that I had to get that serious, but there's just so many old white men who are putting their opinions in on this. And I'm like, it's never going to be you.
Yeah.
It's not
it's
you.
It's never going to be your, yeah.
And with your opinion, you ain't going to get anyone pregnant who might ever be in this situation.
Yeah.
It frustrates and they bring out so many terrible opinions.
Yeah.
I got so frustrated listening to the radio. And this is why I'm like, I'm so glad I use Spotify 24/7 instead of listening to the regular radio. Because when I'm working with dad likes to listen to people chatting in the background. I'm like, Dad, that's what podcasts are for. Please listen to them. They're a bit funnier.
Yeah.
But he likes the live radio, the call-in shows. And just so many backwards opinions that you're like, none of this is based on facts. Loads of them rang in going, well, women in their teens and their early 20s are using this as a way of not having to wear, you know, contraception or use contraception during sexual intercourse.
Bullshit.
And then about 5 minutes later, a woman called in and she was like, those people are basing that on opinion and misconceptions rather than facts. Because they were like, if you go and look up the statistics within Ireland, there was 22,000 abortions after it became legal in Ireland. The majority, about 85% of all abortions within Ireland were women in their 30s and 40s.
Really?
A lot of them were already women who had kids as well. So it wasn't like this was a situation where they're going, oh, I'm just going to have a one night fling and then I'm pregnant. Oh, I'm going to I'm going to terminate it. These are women who are a little bit older in their life, who already have kids and are being put into a decision where they go, can I even financially afford to bring another life into the world? Yeah. Or they might have had a really traumatic experience. And yet Dave here from Westmead, who, you know, has got four kids, is saying, no, every woman out there, you have to give birth. Sorry, love. I know it's not my baby, but like, you have to have it.
Yeah.
But they just need to back the hell off.
Yeah, men just need to stop having an opinion on it.
And like, this is the only way, and like, this is going to be the stupidest comparison, but this is how stupid the argument feels to me when men make it, right? It'd be like women going, we need to bring in a law here. I want all men to sit down now when they wee. Can't stand up weeing anymore. We don't like that. And you'll be like, it doesn't even affect you. You don't stand up when you people. We can. That's our thing. We could. Yeah, but like, what if you leave the seat up? Oh, don't like that now. It doesn't affect you. I know it's stupid, but in my head, it's just the stupidest thing ever. Men shouldn't have. Weirdly, I feel like men should have more of an opinion about whether, let's say, if they accidentally did get someone pregnant and they were like, no, I'm going to keep the baby. And you're going, I'm not able to support that child. What am I supposed to do now?
Yeah.
I'm not ready for that child to come into the world. That's where men should have more of an opinion. But the whole whether you have a choice or not, men should just shut the hell up.
Yeah.
Shut the hell up. And I'm going to shut the hell up. That's all my arguments.
I also want to say as well on that topic as well, because I was actually talking to Tyke about it as well before, but I'm seeing as well all over social media, there are so many people attacking content creators out there as well, being like, oh, well, when I say content creators or attacking the influencers, as I say, I'm saying that with air quotes, but there's so many people out there making videos on TikTok and Instagram being like, oh, you know, there's so many influencers out there now and they're very quick to like, you know, shove an ad down your throat. But yet when there's a serious topic at hand and there's serious stuff going on in the world, where's their videos? Why aren't they speaking out about it? Blah, 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 blah. I'm going to say for me personally, anyway, the reason why I have not spoken about what's going on in the US on my platform is because that's not what my platform is there for. Now, I understand, like, I'm not saying I don't stand with these women. Of course I do. But the way I'm looking at it is I want people to come to my page to escape from all the outside problems. I don't want people coming to my page going, oh, here's another creator now thinks she knows what she's talking about, or, you know, thinks she has a right to use her platform to bring, you know, talk about all world problems. Whereas I'm like, no, I want people to come to my page and be like, do you know what? This is a really good escape from all the shit that's going on in the world. I want people to come to my page and laugh and smile and feel good when they see my content and not be like, oh, here's another one adding to the list. So if you're one of these people that have that opinion about content creators, just remember, majority of them out there are trying to use their platforms for good, for positive light, to be a positive impact onto people's lives, not to, you know, use their platform for topics like this. Like,
the thing is, right, this is the other side of it as well, is that if you were to do that, right, because I'm the same as you, like, my platform isn't always built for every issue that arises. Now, I'll address some every so often. I really cared about when Black Lives Matter became a thing, because I know quite a lot of people.
And I was very vocal about that as well when that came up as well.
Like, I know a lot of people from different minority groups, and like, it kind of really hit home to me, because when I talked to them about it, they kind of opened up to me about what their lives were like and what the stuff they went through. And not that I would have ever experienced what they went through, but I understood what it felt like to be a minority in a different country, even though I wouldn't have been that different from the majority within there, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But like, if you were to pick every topic and every issue and jump on the bandwagon, people would then also call you out for virtue signaling.
That's,
and you're like, yeah, you can't win. Am I supposed to address these things or not?
That's what I'm saying. You know? So that's why I personally just don't put that kind of stuff up on my social media account, because I feel like you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. Someone's going to have some sort of an opinion on you for speaking out about something. So I'm like, say nothing.
But that's what I like about this podcast a little bit, is that like we all have our own platforms where a lot of it is humor based and we like to keep them funny, but like at least, and like we try to keep this light and breezy here as well, but like we've been able to address one little serious topic rather than letting it take over to everything.
Exactly. Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
yeah. So that's the end of my rant. I feel a lot better now.
Do you feel better?
I feel a lot calmer now. So now you need to enrage me again by filling me in on this week's Love Island update.
This episode is sponsored by D-Armor Sportswear.
I'm a little bit disappointed.
Why?
That as a Munster man, I have to concede that some of the best sports kit in Ireland is being made in Leinster. Okay.
Suck on them apples.
As I said, D-Armor kit has been growing ridiculously. It's like taking over all of Ireland. Clubs, teams, everywhere looking for D-Armor kit. It's just amazing. It's savage quality.
Oh, it's unreal quality. Like, and before I even knew anything about D-Armor, I never knew anything about jerseys. I never wore them. Had no interest in them. I don't even know anything about sport. Like,
it's very true. She knows nothing.
I know nothing about sport. But when I met Liam and the quality of jerseys that he sent me, I'm obsessed. Like, jerseys is the new fashion.
It's just
and
lovely.
It's not even jerseys, lads. Half sips, jackets, tracksuit bottoms, shorts, the lot. He has got everything.
D-Armor is not here to take part. They are here to
take over.
So
nice.
If you want to check out D-Armor kit, you've got to go check them out on Instagram or TikTok or their website, d17armor.com. Go look at them, because I guarantee you, you will be thinking, can I make my club crest look good in that?
Like, you know what we should get?
What?
T's and C's jerseys.
Oh my God.
T's and C's jerseys.
Stop it. Oh God. We don't even have a team that we can play with.
We don't even have a team. We're our own team.
What sport could we take? This is for another time.
Another time.
Back to the episode.
Let's go.
Ah, right. Much calmer now. Ready for the updates. Hit me with those infuriating Islanders.
So where did I leave off last week? Last week we saw,
you had told me Amber left.
Amber's gone. Remy's gone.
Remy.
And Akenna.
Akenna, okay.
So we have got a new Islander this week. We've got Charlie. He's a fucking plebbies. I don't like him. First of all,
what does he do for a living? What does he do?
He's in like real estate or something like that.
Okay, I automatically don't like him now.
No, right? It's first of
is
all.
Is he very cheesy?
It's not even that he's like corny. I don't know. There's just, when I look, do you ever look at someone's face and you're going, I don't like you. I don't
does
like
it
the look
like
of you.
Feel like he's trying to sell them all a two bed flat. Is that what
no,
it
is? No, no. He's just real, very much only wears Essex kind of dude.
Okay.
Does
he look very tan, fake teethy kind of?
I wouldn't say fake teeth. No, it's the hair. The hair gives me anxiety. It's like he's blonde. I can't tell if he's blonde or ginger, but his hair is like a massive quiff on his head. I don't know. It irritates me. Just the second I saw him walk in, I'm like, dude,
you were like,
who cut your
bad
hair?
Books.
Who cut your hair? But anyway, on the off, when he came in, he was beeline straight away for. So he went on a date with. He was able to pick two girls that he could go on a date with.
Who'd he pick?
So he picked Tasha and Ekansu.
Of course, it's Ekansu. Bloody Ekansu.
Right?
Ekansu?
So he went on a date and they had a date in a hot tub and they had champagne and strawberries and all that sort of good stuff. And he had a chat with both of them and he very much turned Tasha's head a little bit.
Oh.
Yeah, which was quite surprising a little bit. But he kind of turned her head a small bit and she came back out kind of conflicted and she was very much, I don't know what I'm going to do now. Ooh. Like she was like one minute she was like two days maybe, a day before she was like, when they had a recoupling and they were like in the bottom three couples or something like that, she turned around to Andrew and she was like, if you were going to be sent home, I would have walked out with you. Like that's the mindset she was in before Charlie walked in. She was very much like she was hung. She was hung strung on.
She was like, this
Andrew.
Is it. This is Andrew.
Yeah.
And now Charlie's like,
Charlie walks in and she goes on one date, like an hour in a hot tub. And it's very much like, I'm conflicted now. I'm so confused. I don't know what I want.
What can I say?
I feel like Andrew's coming on too strong. Blah, 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 blah. And we're like, what the fuck?
Things
like,
change when you get in a hot tub. That's what
like,
happens.
Like, how do you go from that to that? And then, you know, Andrew, obviously, being Andrew, was very, you know, paranoid about it and stuff like that. But he didn't really... He
didn't look too...
A lot of people have like a bad opinion about Andrew. But I will say this. Andrew's so cool. Like, when it comes to her getting to know lads and stuff like that. Like, when, you know... When she said that she's open to getting to know or Charlie, he was like, look, okay. And then he was very much like in the set of, right, well, she's clearly not where I am. So cool. Like that, it is what it is. And I wish her the best kind of thing. Like, but then obviously when Tasha seen that, she was kind of like, okay, well, maybe he's a little bit too cool about this. Maybe I don't want Charlie now. Maybe I'm liking the fact that he's pulling back. And like, but Andrew's been like that from day one. He's been very cool about it. He has made it very clear to Tasha, you're the girl I want to be with. I have no intentions of getting like, and he hasn't. Any girl that's walked in, he hasn't even blinked at them. He's been very much hung on Tasha, but he's been very respectful about her being like, look, if you want to get to know them and have a chat with them, girl, go do it.
Do you?
Like, I'm not going to get in the way. Do you know what I mean? So anyway, long story short, I'm not going to ramble on too much about it. She was confused for a little bit. And now she's very much hung back on Andrew, right? Charlie's been kicked to the curb. She was very open about it. Look, I want to get to know Charlie. But it was so awkward because... From the time that Charlie came in, there was another recoupling afterwards. And
was it as quick as the previous one?
Nah, there was about 2 days there. It was about 2 days there. And everyone was like, oh my God, Charlie's going to pick Tasha. He's going to pick Tasha. And like Andrew was very much like, he's going to pick Tasha.
Yeah, like, yeah. And then you're like, oh my God, what am I going
to
do?
Everybody was like, oh shit, what's going to happen to Andrew now when he goes and whatnot? But he didn't. He picked, Charlie ended up picking Ekansu.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah, he has no idea. Hold on, right?
But what
did Jay do?
Right, so hold on. Right, so when Charlie picked Ekansu, you can see like it was kind of like a relief on Tasha's face. But then you know the way like they do the speeches before they're like, and the girl I want to couple up with is, so they'd have like a little speech about the girl or the boy. Andrew was making his speech about Tasha and he's basically saying like, she's the most beautiful girl I've ever seen. I'm so happy with her. Can't wait to see where the future goes. Look, we've had a few hurdles, but it's only going to make us stronger. And the whole time Andrew was making the speech, Luca and Dammy were kind of like rolling their eyes, kind of like, oh, for fuck's sake. Because literally about half an hour before that, Andrew was very much in the mindset, like, she's not going to want to be with me anymore. She's moved on with Charlie, blah, 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 blah. And like everyone was kind of like, Tasha's making a mug out of Andrew, which to be fair, she kind of was a little bit in a sense. Like if you saw the way she was kind of going on with Charlie, she was very much like, I want to go home with you, Andrew, but I want to get no Charlie. Like make up her mind, girl. You can't have your cake and eat it as well. So like Luca was so obvious with rolling his eyes. Like it was actually on camera. Like he was that obvious. Tasha, you can see Tasha while Andrew's talking, doing a speech. Tasha's kind of looking over at Andrew. She can see him with his reactions. When he goes, the girl I want to couple up with is Tasha. She comes over, he kisses her, and then they sit down. And then she's like, usually the lads kind of put the arm around, and that's what Andrew did. But she kind of sat there like a stiff board, and she just turned around to Andrew. And she was like, oh, like everybody is shaking their heads. It's so rude. Like everybody was shaking their heads. Everyone was like, this is a joke. Like, right? So Tasha was a fucking briar after that. Now, she had no right to be pissed off at Andrew, but it's like she took it out on Andrew.
She was so annoyed with everyone else, she just took it out on him.
Yeah, she was so annoyed about everyone else's reaction. She actually took it out on Andrew. Like, she was like, he was like trying to hug her to make sure she's okay. Get off me. She went to kiss. No. He was rubbing her hair like he does every other night. Rubbing her hair in bed. Rubbing her forehead like that.
She was having none of it.
She grabbed his hand and just fucked it away. Like, and I'm like, why the fuck is she taking out on Andrew? He's done nothing wrong here. You're the one that wanted to get to know Charlie. Now you've decided to stay with Andrew. And you got what you wanted. Andrew picked you again for the fourth time. Why are you pissed off?
Out of
Andrew?
Interest, do you think she's pissed off because Charlie didn't pick her?
Well, see, this is what I'm confused about, because when he picked Ekansu, she was like, she had like a sight of relief on her face. That's why everyone was like, why is she annoyed? What? She's no reason to be annoyed. Like, do you know what I mean? She got what she wanted. And then it was after this, she had the chat with Charlie. Charlie was still pushing to get to know her after picking Ekansu. Charlie was like, I still want to get to know you. Like, you know, I'm not going to back down kind of thing. Unless you tell me to back down, I'm not going to back down. And then it was like a day later, she was like, look, I'm actually really happy with Andrew. I want to stay with Andrew. I'm sorry, but that cuts off. And he was like, so you're not open to getting to know me? She was like, no, I'm sorry. So Tasha and Charlie, boom. Jay and Ekansu and
Charlie. Pull back a little bit from the mic. Go on.
Jay, Ekansu, and Charlie. Right. So Charlie picks Ekansu. I feel like Charlie would have picked Ekansu because, to be honest, like, he didn't want to be the cause of the whole drama with Andrew and Tasha. He knew he could try.
I might as well keep going where the drama already is.
No, but he might as well pick someone. I feel like he picked Ekansu because she was safe, to be honest. She was a safe option to pick.
Oh?
He pick a girl that you could potentially get to know, but you could also crack on with someone else. Right? So she was coupled up with Jay. And I kind of said this last week. I said, Jay is regretting his decision.
And is he?
I was fucking right. I could not have been any more like right if I tried. He pulled her to a side, basically tells her, I want to get to know Paige.
Oh.
I'm sorry. And she was very much like, why did you pick me? Like, what was the point of picking me when you could have picked Paige, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, look, obviously, I didn't really know any of you when I came in here. You know, I didn't know I would have had a connection with Paige. Yeah. Well, Ekansu is in the same age as Jay.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Paige is a little bit younger. But anyway, regardless. And he was like, I didn't realize I had I would have had a connection with Paige. Obviously, you have to be in the villa for a few days to see you have
figure
a connection.
Out who you have. Yeah.
Whereas, this is what like actually made me laugh so goddamn hard, because when it happened, he pulled Ekansu for a chat and was like, look, I'm going to get to know Paige. And like straight away, Ekansu was like, cool, no hassle, no problem. She was like, girl was like, had a great posture.
She was boss bitching. She boss was like, bitching. I'm fine with this.
And then he was like, all right, cool. And like Jay was like taken aback as he was like, I actually didn't realize, I actually didn't think she was going to react like that. I thought she would have kicked off.
She's
but
so
she
fiery in the past.
Right. But this is where it actually gets fucking hilarious, because when it happened, he was like, all right, cool. Like, thank you so much for being so understanding, like, blah, blah, blah. And she was like, yeah, no problem, babe. Don't worry about it. She walks off. He goes over to lads and's kind of like, lads, you're not going to believe it, but like, I've just told Ekansu that I want to get to know Paige. She was so cool about it. And everyone was shocked. Everyone was like, what? What? Next minute, it just cuts to Ekansu and
in the girls.
In the bedroom, right? She's by herself.
In
by
tears.
Herself. No. She's in the girls' room and she's like, in the mirror, looking at herself going, you're a fucking idiot. You're a fucking idiot. And she's like punching the pillows and stuff. She was like, you're a fucking mug. And she was like, no, I'm not having this. And she walks back out. She walks back out like 20 minutes later. I swear, I pissed myself laughing. And she storms back over to Jay. And she was like, can we have a chat? And Jay was like, yeah, no problem. Bear in mind, Jay has
He's
been
thinking,
boasting, right?
I am great. Yeah. I am good.
Jay's been like boasting about it. All like everybody in the villa, like, oh my God, like, she was so cool about it. She was so chill. Like, you know, she's a great girl. She's a great girl.
She's actually sound.
Yeah, right.
No issues.
Next minute she comes over. Can we have a chat? And Jay was like, yeah, no problem. Just running over, no problem. Thinking like, oh, we're just going to have a bit of a chat. Sits down. She didn't even sit down. She stood up and she goes, I take back everything I just said. I take it all back. So I think you're playing a bit of a game here. Jay's like, huh? And she's like, so I feel like you just picked me because it was safe. I don't understand how you all of a sudden have something with Paige. Why the hell did you pick me in the first place? You know, you told me that we had so much in common and, you know, you really wanted to get to know me on a personal level and blah, blah, blah. And I really opened myself up to you, Jay. And then he's like totally confused. I go, what the fuck? But she's like, she's got a firecracker up her arse. Like she is going full throttle for this. And she's like completely like pissed off. And like everyone, like she's speaking so loudly that everybody in the villa can hear what she's saying. Oh, wow. It's like, but you know what? It's like she wants everyone to hear.
She's trying to create the show.
She's creating the show.
I'm not going to lie though. If it wasn't for Ekansu and Davide, I don't think Love Island would be anywhere near as interesting. They are the drama.
Right?
I love it.
So then she basically just turns around and says that you're a game player. Like, you know, you should get an Oscar. And she's like fucking clapping her hands being
she's saying that about him.
Yeah, right. So then she basically says, you know what? Fuck off. Fuck off. I don't want anything to do with you. Blah, blah, blah. And she storms off. So dramatic. And he's sitting there going.
He's probably absolutely
she
like
was
a
so
deer
cool 10
in
seconds
the
ago. She was so cool 10 seconds ago. What the fuck just happened like? But anyway, she fucking storms off. That ended Jay and Ekansu. She basically told him to go take a hike. And now she's coupled up with Charlie. But
is there anything there with Charlie?
Not really. I mean, they had their first day. There was a bit of flirting. But like he has done nothing to get to know her since. Like when they're in bed together, he puts in his earplugs and just goes straight to sleep. Like, out in the villa during the day, he doesn't really talk to her as much. Like,
he doesn't try.
He's boring,
he's like,
for a start, but like, nah, it's not gonna last. There's nothing there. Nothing there. No, but she's not even keen on it either, I don't think. Remember I told you last week that Ekin-Su turned around and said to Charlie, if I wanted to get Davide back, yeah, I could get him back in a heartbeat. So she pulls Davide for a chat. Right? Now, we all know Ekin's mad to get Davide back. There is clearly some unfinished business going on there between Ekin-Su and Davide, because...
Is he feeling the same?
No. Like, so this
and
is
Davide,
where...
Davide, stick it out.
This is where he kind of clarifies, like, no, I'm not... I'm done with you. Like, I said, I'm done. So she pulls him for a chat, and like, it's like he knew straight away why she was pulling for a chat. And she goes, so like, what are you feeling? Like, what are your thoughts, kind of thing? Like, and he's just like, never again. Never again. Me and you, never again. You only get one chance with Davide. Never again.
I like this guy. I like this guy.
Shuts her down. And then she goes full defensive. She's like, oh, Davide, like, we're just having a chat. Like, we're just friends. And Davide's, no, one chance only. You fucked up. I'm done, right? But, like, that's exactly why she was pulling them. There's bullshit if she said it was only a chat, like, as friends. 100%. No way.
She wanted to see if she can get back in there.
She was like, I'm not getting anywhere with Charlie. Let's see if I can kind of wiggle my way back into Davide a little bit. So that's Ekin-Su. She's still hanging dry there. She'll be kept in for a while because she brings the drama. And here, by Jesus, she brings more drama.
She loves
so,
it.
There's also a part where Dami's like reading minds. Don't ask me where this fucking comes up. It just randomly comes up. He's reading minds and he's reading Gemma's mind, right? So this is where Gemma's back, right? He's like reading Gemma's mind, and he basically, one of the things he says was, now she didn't agree with, right? He said a lot of things, and then it was at the very end, she goes, ah, you're not far off. But bearing in mind, he said a lot.
Ooh.
During that time. And one thing he did say, and of course fucking Ekin-Su had to be there when this all happened, drama queen, she plucked that one part out and ran with it.
So what was it? Hit me with it. What was it?
And the thing that Dami said was, if a new guy walked in and you had better chemistry, better banter, he was better than Luca, you would be open to chat to him, right? Now, she did not agree. She didn't say yeah after that comment.
She said overall, yeah, you're not far off.
There was a lot of other things she said as well. Lies and like, Luca is a little bit more interested in her. She's very guarded. She's, you know, she doesn't really give much away, blah, blah, blah. So there was a lot in that conversation. And then it was at the very end, he was like, how did I do? And she was like, ah, you're not far off. So she didn't distinctly answer that question. She gave it an overall review, basically. Yeah, yeah. Ekin-Su took that one part that he said about the new boy coming in. She fucking ran with it. She scoured straight over to Paige and Jax. Said it to Paige and Jax and was like, you're not going to believe what I just heard Gemma say, blah, blah, blah. Gemma Bassey has just said that if a new guy walked in and she had a better connection with him, she'd get to know him. Nana was just fucking A1. It was just, she was running with it. And obviously, then when she told Jax and Paige, Jax went fucking off on one and was like, straight over to Luca. Paige was like, don't say anything. Like, this isn't fact. Like, you haven't even spoken to Gemma yet, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, he was like, I don't care. He's my boy. I'm going to go tell blah, blah, blah. And then Paige obviously then sit by the pool then later on. Gemma comes over and she was like, basically saying, do you know what's been said, like, going around? And she was like, what do you mean? And she basically says, well, Ekin-Su came over and said this to us. Gemma goes off. She was like, what? That's not what was said. Dami comes over and he was like, no, that's completely taken out of context. That's not what happened. Gemma then pulls Ekin-Su over and was like, why are you spouting off? Yeah, yeah. Why are you spreading lies? Blah, blah, blah. And she was like, that's what you said. And Gemma was like, that's not what I said. I didn't even answer like Dami when I said that. And Ekin's like, I don't understand what the big deal is. Like, I'm not the problem here. I didn't do anything wrong. I'm just repeating what you said. Why did you feel the need to repeat anything? Why did you feel the need to get off that couch and go over to Paige and Jax and just open your mouth? Gemma literally lost it. Gemma was like, you just need to shut your fucking mouth and keep your nose out of people's business, which is fucking fact. And then it cuts to like the part where, like, you know the way you have like the little interview room where they're like in the sunroom and like one-on-one talking to the camera. And Ekin-Su's like, I don't understand why people are against me. Like, I'm doing, once again, Ekin-Su gets the blame for everything, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like,
you deserve
is this girl so far deluded, like she actually believes herself when she's talking shit. Like, I'm convinced she's that deluded.
100%.
Another thing is, a lot of people are saying that Jax is a walking red flag.
Oh, how come? What's he doing?
It's a hard one because I like Jax and Paige, right? Now Jay, we, like I told you, has said he wants to get to know Paige. Before Jay said anything to Paige, he pulled Ekin first, told Ekin. She kicked off. And then he pulled Jax.
Fair enough.
And he was like, look, I'm gonna out of respect, I just want to let you know, I am kind of open to getting to know Paige. Like, I just want to make sure you're okay with that. Jax was like, cool, crack on, don't worry about it. And then Jay kind of, or Jax pulled Paige and said it to Paige, or just let you know, Jay's after pulling me for a chat, he wants to get to know you. And she was like, what did you say? And he was like, I told him to crack on. Like, that's okay. Like, I've no problem. If he wants to get to know you, like, he's every right to. Paige didn't take that lightly. Paige was kind of like, why did you tell him to crack on? You just told me the other night in bed, like, you're happy with me and you just want to be with me, but you're telling another guy to crack on with me. So that instantly, which I can understand why that sent her in hate, like, her mind drift, because she was automatically thinking then, well, maybe he's not that interested in me if he's telling another guy to crack on. So she got upset. She didn't mention it. So she gets upset. She doesn't get upset in front of Jax, but she kind of like, later on, she kind of stays cool. But when she's up in the dressing room, she gets a little bit upset about it because she's like, I really like Jax,
but now he's telling. He doesn't even care.
Yeah, now he's acting like he doesn't care. He then walks up, sees that she's crying. He's like all caring about her. And he was like, why are you upset? Blah, blah, blah. He couldn't understand why she was upset, but she was very much, I'm like, I'm fine. Don't worry about it. Like, but you could tell, you knew why she was upset.
Yeah.
But she never explained it to Jax. She didn't want him to know why she was upset. And then when she kind of felt like, right, okay, look, I like Jax, like herself and Jax kind of had a chat a day later being like, look, I'm happy where we are. You said you're happy where we are. Look, I'll get to know Jay, you know, we'll see how it goes kind of thing. But like, I'm happy where I am kind of thing. And that's the way they were flowing, right? They were flowing fine. And then I don't know what it was, but it was like a bulb went off in Jax's head. And I was kind of like, okay, I could potentially lose this girl, because he's turned a little bit of a walking red flag since. So
what, like super jealous and everything or what?
Kind of. So like, they were in bed the other night and they're both up. So she's in bed with Jay. She's not.
She's in bed with Jax.
She's in bed with Jay. Sorry. She is in bed with Jay.
With Jay?
They ended up getting coupled up and that recoupled
okay,
as well.
Sorry, okay.
She's in bed with Jay. Jax is in bed with Davida. Not Davida. Jesus.
That's a fella.
Oh, Danica. God, my God.
The dancer.
Yeah, the... No,
how's she getting
on? She's not a dancer. She's still a single Pringle. But
she causing any...
Nah, she's sound. We like her.
Cool.
But Paige and Jax are still kind of like facing each other. So from each other's beds. And like doing all this cute shit, like holding hands, looking at each other, smiling at each other. From the different beds, right? But there's a dinner night where the two of them weren't asleep. Everyone else asleep. Two of them got out of bed and they're sitting on the stairs. Jax basically turns around and says, it's actually pissing me off now seeing you in bed with him. Like, it's affecting me now.
Yeah.
It wasn't affecting me before. And like, he did say, like, when he's seen her crying, he went back outside and he was talking to the boys and he was basically saying to the boys, I've just caught her crying. She didn't tell me what was wrong, but like, it really hurt me to see her upset.
Okay, yeah.
And the lads were like, well, that shows that you care about her. And he was like, yeah, but he goes, I've never felt hurt for a girl if I seen her upset. He was like, I genuinely felt something in that moment when she was crying and all I wanted to do was make her feel better. And he was like, that obviously shows you care. So it's kind of started from there on.
But what makes him a red flag?
Let me finish.
I need the red flag.
He's like telling like Paige that he's pissed off and stuff like that. And the conversation was fine. It was the next day. It was the way he kind of spoke to her. I was like, dude, that was a bit uncalled for. So they're in the kitchen, they're chit-chatting and he goes to Paige, oh, do you want to get in the pool? And she was like, yeah, hon, I'll follow you in like 2 seconds. She was eating something. And she was like, yeah, hon, I'll meet you over there. So he walks over. He takes his shoes off, his mic off, the whole lot, gets ready to get into the pool. And he's sitting there. And then he gets annoyed because Jay is in the kitchen, Charlie's in the kitchen, but she's still eating, but she's just chatting away to the lads because they're talking to her. She's not going to stand there and ignore them.
Yeah, yeah.
They're speaking to her. She's speaking back. And then he's like, oh, fuck this shit. I'm not waiting any longer. She clearly is like, I've just asked her to come into the pool with me and now she's standing there talking to Jay and fucking Charlie. Like, he's really annoyed about it. So then he walks off, comes back, he's sitting down and he's got like his shoes on, but the shoes are unlaced and he's kind of like got his leg over his knee like that, right? And the new girl, Antigone, sorry, I haven't mentioned her. Sorry.
Okay, go on.
There's a
new girl,
Antigone. She is stunning. Mwah, chef's kiss. Prettiest girl in the whole villa. I don't care what anybody says. But she's sitting across from him. And then, I don't know how, like, the way he came out with it, she was like, Antigone turned around to Paige and she was like, oh, are you okay, babe? Blah, blah, blah. And she was like, yeah, Mar, are you okay? And then she was like, yeah, I'm good. And then Jax turned around to Paige and was like, yeah, I'm fine, by the way. Like, I was going to get into the pool, but I'm just going to sit here with my shoes on now. And Paige was like, huh? And he was like, well, like, I was going to get into the pool, but like I was waiting for you, you didn't come over. And she was like, I was in the kitchen eating, and
yeah,
then the boys came over.
Not
I was
like
just
we're going anywhere. Like.
I was just chatting. Like I told you, I'd follow you over, and he was like, yeah, well, I was sitting here waiting for you. I look like a mug waiting for you. So I like, and she was like, you were talking to the boys. Like you were fine. Like she was very much like, calm down, pal. You were talking to the boys. And he was like, well, what else was I meant to do? I was sitting here waiting for you. And then Antigone was like, should I leave you two? And Pedro's like, nah, forget it, babe. I'm just going to walk away. She was like, I'll be the one to leave. And she leaves. Like he was very angry because he wouldn't get in the pool with her. Like he wasn't jumping at his call.
Yeah, yeah, I get you.
Do you know what I mean? So to me, the way he reacted like that was a bit...
childish.
That's a bit red flag there, pal. Yep. Like you overreacted there completely. I should really explain Antigone, shouldn't I?
No, it's fine because actually I'm going to give you 1 minute to summarize things based on our time.
Okay.
So I need a summary.
Dami and India, they've had our first date.
And how'd it go?
Savage.
So we're happy
I'm shipping those two. Yeah, love those two.
Okay.
India and Dami, goals. Tasha and Andrew, they're... kind of going rocking. Strong. They're all right. Gemma and Luca, they're iffy.
Or are they iffy now like because of that Ekansu comment?
I feel like Gemma and Luca could be a bit wobbly now after that comment. We have to wait and see. We don't know.
Okay.
Jay and Paige, not going to happen. Paige has pulled Jay to a side and said, I'm not interested in getting to know you. She's actually hummed in on Jack. She's made it very clear. Jay said, I'll back off. Charlie and Ekansu, not going to happen. Nothing. Like, not Ekansu, I'd say it's going to be Casa Moore. When Ekin gets her a fella, I'd reckon. Charlie, I can't see him lasting, to be honest. Don't like his vibe. He's fucking boring.
Go back to selling houses.
Just go back to your day job, Paul. Like, you're boring. I'd like to see Antigone and Davide get together because she's spicy. I just love her. She's
she
got like...
a bit of spice, this lady.
She's just... oh, she's just goals. She's got like a really like nice... this is the weirdest compliment I'm ever going to say, but she's got a really nice body. She's got beautiful hair. She's got flawless skin.
You know, Chelsea used to say the same things about me once upon a time, but I haven't heard a lot of those recently.
She's just... anybody that watches Love Island will agree with me. Antigone is a vibe. She's just so bubbly and so energetic. She's like me.
You're so beautiful. Well, you could be a part-time model.
Anyway, I'm not sucking up to you anymore. I've got questions.
Oh, what's your questions this week? I'm interested.
There's only a few.
Don't hurt yourself.
Can't flip it. Anyway, question number one. If you had to choose a housemate, not housemate, an islander. If you had to choose an islander to start a podcast with, who would it be?
Oh, interesting. Antigone.
Okay. I feel like the two of you would vibe anyway, just based on now the fact I've seen her. I think
I
the two of you look
her.
Very similar.
She's so such a nice girl.
Okay. Number two. Who do you reckon would cause the most issues in the self-service checkout area?
Dami.
Dami.
I feel like Dami would because he's Irish.
Because what? We're just useless
just,
at this.
Yeah, we just complain.
Number three, who is most likely to have all their bank details stolen by a sex bot on Instagram?
I'm going to say Tasha or Luca.
Who do you reckon photos are most likely to be used by a sex bot on Instagram?
Gemma's.
Out of interest, are we fans of Gemma now or not? I don't know. Has she grown? Because I know everyone gave her a massive slagging at the start.
She's growing on me. She's growing on me. Slowly. She's growing on me.
Okay. Because
she speaks facts on what she says. Like she mouths off, but she mouths off when she needs to mouth off and she has every right to mouth off. Does that make any sense?
Right.
Like she doesn't go around stirring pots. She's very quiet.
She's just
blunt. She says very little. She's very cutthroat and she's very to the point. And I feel like she's dead right.
Okay. And then final question, which islander do you reckon believes that we replaced batteries in birds during the pandemic? Who's the biggest conspiracy theorist?
Dami.
Poor Dami got hit hard there.
Dami's getting hit hard like.
Is that because he was reading people's minds?
Yeah, probably. Probably. He's just a bit, I don't know, he's a bit...
he's a bit of a character.
Yeah, man. Yeah, very fucking, I don't know, loosey-goosey mindset. That's the only explanation I have for it.
All right, fair enough. Those are my questions for the week. Let's move on.
That is your Love Island roundup for this week.
And over to That's a Bop.
Stop.
So, as we said earlier, this week's That's a Bop is based on the fact that I was raging earlier.
Sort of rage, sort of anger,
songs that we've chosen are about rage, anger, just getting you rattled up. So Chelsea won last week's one just about by 4%. Yep. 4%. That's a close win.
I still won. I'm taking that as a win.
Okay. Yeah, it's still a win. It's still a win. You got a lot of catching up to do. We'll see if you can catch up even more this week.
We'll
what
see.
Is your song choice?
No, I went first last week. Here I go.
Yeah, I'm going to let...
No, go.
As you can see, I was such a gentleman about my comments earlier.
I insist. You go first this week.
Because I was raging, I went for Rage Against the Machine, Killing in the Name of.
Jesus, okay.
Never heard it?
No.
Oh my God. This is a big rock song. I had that or I had another one that was... I was like, oh, that'll do as well. But surely you would have heard against Rage Against the Machine. Did you ever hear that band?
No.
You've never heard of Rage Against the Machine?
No.
22, 23 million views on YouTube, but it's a huge song. All the rockheads out there will love that. Killing in the Name of.
Oh, wow. I'm going way off.
Oh, why? What's your one? Are we going two very different styles?
Yeah. Massively.
I'm angry. I don't know.
My song for this week's That's a Bop or Ass Stop is So What by Pink.
That's a bop. Oh, yours is definitely going to be more known. I'm going to lose this week.
That's a chew.
I was so close to going.
I was torn between that song and CeeLo Green's Fuck You.
Ooh, I was
Fuck
close.
Fuck You.
What's Anastasia one? Anastasia. I'm sick and tired of always being sick and tired. That one. I was close going with that one. But no, I'm sticking to my rock roots. I'm going with Killing in the Name of by Rage Against the Machine.
And mine is So What by Pig.
Love it. Anyway,
let the battle commence. Who's going to win this week? Make sure to go on over to our Instagram and vote for which one is this week's That's a Bop or Ass Stop.
Yeah. And for all of you lovely people who've been doing that so far, we massively appreciate you.
We do.
But we don't appreciate you as much as all those lovely patrons we have. You guys are our faves.
Yeah.
Every Monday morning, tuning in to that extra podcast. You can do it too. All you got to do is find that link to our Patreon in our bio. It comes out every Monday at 6 a.m. And this podcast comes out every Thursday at 6 a.m.
Yep.
Which you can find on
Spotify, YouTube, Apple Music.
Your
grandmother's radio. That's your line. That's
you can
not my
also
line.
Find that angry man who's standing at the corner shouting stuff, talking about our podcast. That's what you're going to find as well.
Yeah.
That's it. So yeah, that's pretty much it from us this week.
That's it from us this week.
Tell
guys.
Us what you rage about. Want to hear from you. What are the small
what
intricacies of
off?
Everyday life
what
that you get
ticks
annoyed
you off?
By?
I want to know. Let me know.
Yeah, send it to our Instagram or you can send it to our email or just shout it at us someday. Send us an angry voice message. That's what we want. I'm so angry about this trivial thing.
Take a breath, man.
No, I'm angry. That's what angry people
we're
do.
We're going to go before this lad passes up
before
beside
an extra vein pops into my forehead.
Have an amazing weekend, guys. And we will chat you next week.
Take it easy.
Bye.
Good luck.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.